It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Angela Yee's getting her face beat right now. Charlamagne, what's popping?
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here.
Yes, it is, man. Feels good to be alive.
I'm so excited about it. You know what me and my wife did last night? You know, every once in a while, probably once a month or once every 2 months,
we go to... Y'all have sex?
No. We have sex more than that. About 4 or 5 times. Well, y'all need to know that. Last night, we actually got it in. But we went to massage. No, was it massage every? No, we went to Elements. Now, Elements is a massage place that doesn't charge much for massages. I think it's like $60, $50 for a full body massage. And sometimes you just need that. Just park the kids, tell the kids to leave you alone for an hour and go get your massage.
Park the kids? How do you park the kids?
You just tell them to sit their ass down for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was good. An amazing massage. Oh my gosh, I feel so good and so comfortable right now.
As you should. It's so funny. I went and got me a pedicure and manicure yesterday.
Gotta take care of your body sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't get to go with the wife because I'm out of town. But I got me a little pedicure and manicure. And you know what's so sad about that?
What?
I got me a pedicure and manicure in the hotel. And that was one of those things, man, where I almost walked out on the bill.
Because it's too expensive in a hotel.
Bruh, I go right up the street to the little Asian people and get it for like $50. In the hotel, it was $200.
Absolutely.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
For a little pedicure?
I could have told you that. Same thing with a massage.
And a little buff?
Yeah. If you'd have got a massage, they would have been like $300. You'd have been pissed off.
I would have paid.
Mm-mm-mm.
I would have paid. I'd have gave him somebody else's room number. And let him charge it to them.
Stupid.
That's what I did.
Now, this morning, we got some special guests joining us. We have Wale joining us. His album is out right now. It's called Shine, so we'll kick it with Wale.
Drop on the clues bombs for Wale, damn it. That's my guy. I'm sorry I couldn't be here for that one. That's my guy.
And also the CEO of Shea Moisture. His name is Rich Dennis. There's been a lot going on with Shea Moisture.
Oh, so we're having a nice little Shea Butter show this morning. We got Wale and we got the head of Shea Moisture?
Yes. If that's what you want to call it.
And it's a nice little Shea Butter show.
What up, Yee?
Hey, what's up, Envy? What's up, Charlamagne?
Hey.
I told him you was getting your face beat, so you'd be here.
Well, I got here late today because they're cleaning the bridge that I have to take to get here.
It's me the same way. I had to run like mad red lights to get here on time.
Right. Well, I just couldn't do anything. It was at a complete standstill.
Mm.
So I was just sitting there like, man.
Why the hell would you clean a bridge?
They've been cleaning it, I guess, for the past couple of weeks, but I was gone 1 week, and I usually take another way.
Mm.
But I was at John Jay yesterday hosting a talent show there, so shout out to everybody from John Jay Radio, a lot of people that are aspiring.
John Jay Community College, they got a radio station? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
But, yeah, they had a talent show, so I was there yesterday hosting that. So shout out to everybody who performed.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get up on stage and perform, so I always respect people that can do that. Some people, it was their first time performing.
Cool.
Well, New York don't need to stop with just cleaning the bridge. They need to clean all of New York. Okay, New York is filthy.
It is filthy.
Clean all of New York. Don't just stop with the bridge.
It is filthy. They need to clean it up. And New Yorkers and even people from New Jersey just need to stop littering. We litter so easy. Like, it's nothing. We'll throw gum in the street. We get McDonald's. I used to throw McDonald's.
Gum is like part of the street.
Right, exactly.
In New York. It's like the design. There's gum. Much gum on the street, you can't ever even see. I don't know what it would look like without gum on it.
Nah, we got to clean it up. We got to clean it up a little bit. But anyway, let's get the show cracking. Here's a worldwide exclusive. We're going to be playing this every hour on the hour from DJ Khaled, featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, and Chance the Rapper. It's called I'm the One, and it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Khaled, Justin Bieber, Quavo.
Does DJ Khaled work for iHeartRadio?
Yes.
DJ Khaled get love like he got a nationally syndicated morning show or something. Jesus Christ.
He gets better love, actually.
That's a tough tune. Yeah, he does get a little better love. He gets better love. Well, at least us. He gets better love than us.
He features Lil Wayne and Chance the Rapper's on there, too.
Chance the Rapper's on there? I ain't hear Chance. I heard Lil Wayne. I heard Quavo. I ain't hear Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, on there as well. All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, the Toronto Raptors eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks, beating them 92-89. The Spurs eliminate the Grizzlies, beating them 103-96. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Oh, man. Well, this is hilarious. President Donald Trump is reflecting on his first 100 days in office. And surprisingly enough, he did not know it would be so difficult. Check it out.
Duh.
Well, I loved my previous life. I had so many things going. I actually, this is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier. I like to work, so that's not a problem. But this is actually more work.
All right. Cue him up for donkey today.
I don't think
Donald's gotten donkey today this month, has he?
I don't think so.
Cue him up, man. We might have to do our own special intro for when Donald Trump gets donkey of the day. Like, he can't get the regular intro everybody else.
He said, you know, this is a lot less privacy than he's seen before.
Can't drive his own car.
Yeah, you think?
He said you can't go anywhere. I can't drive anymore.
That's how this all works.
And he likes to drive.
Yeah, it's called being the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Are you done?
Jesus Christ.
He had no
Even
idea.
With healthcare, remember he said nobody knew healthcare could be so complicated.
Everybody knew healthcare was complicated.
If it wasn't, we wouldn't have had all those issues trying to get healthcare bills passed.
Does America still have its warranty? Don't we got a 100-day warranty on Donald Trump?
This should have been like a probationary period.
It's not. I thought
we decide whether we're going to keep you.
Nah, it doesn't work like that. I wish it did.
It's not like that for the 100 days?
No.
I thought we had a warranty on them.
Nope. Can't bring them back. All right, let's talk about United. Reached a settlement?
Yes, they actually reached a settlement with Dr. David Dow. That's the passenger who was dragged off of the flight earlier this month. Now, Dow's lawyers are happy with that deal. They haven't disclosed what the financial situation is, but they're very happy, so I can assume that it's a pretty good...
Yeah, they want that to go away ASAP.
Right, and according to Dow's lawyers, they said Mr. Munoz said he was going to do the right thing. That's the CEO. He said, in addition, United has taken full responsibility for what happened without attempting to blame others, including the city of Chicago.
I wonder how much they gave him.
I'm sure one day we'll find out.
Oh, he's
kicked you'll never find out.
Oh, his Instagram would be lit if he was into that kind of thing right now. If he got enough money the way he'd have the best Instagram on social media, at least for the next year or so.
Right.
And United changed a bunch of stuff, too. They changed, like, four things. Like, they offer you $10,000 in compensation now.
They actually made 10 major changes.
Right. Yeah, nobody will be forced off flights anymore. They're going to limit contacting law enforcement to come help assist with that type of stuff.
They also said if you lose your luggage, they'll automatically, no questions asked, give you $1,500 if they lose your luggage.
But they need more than that, depending on what's in your luggage. Remember, I had that one problem that one time.
Make me want to fly United just to try to start a fight. Force me off the plane.
Stupid.
Watch how I act.
You don't want this, though. I mean, he had a concussion. He broke his nose. He lost teeth.
Hey,
he
man.
He might have got about 15.
I lost hearing in my left ear one time when I got into a car accident. That's
how much
my
did
story.
You get?
That's my story,
nothing.
And I'm sticking to it.
Now you got a little bit of something. How much did you get when you said that?
Like 4,000, 3,500, 4,000.
Nothing.
That's nothing.
Nothing. I mean, back then it was. Ain't nothing to y'all rich Negroes.
No, you could have got a lot more, I feel like.
But
to me, that was everything. I mean, I didn't really have no injury, so I was, you know.
I thought you just said you lost hearing.
I said that was my story, and I'm sticking to it. I didn't even really hear what you said just now. What happened?
All right. Now, that's front page
Did
news.
Did you say something?
Get it off your chest. Tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or maybe you feel blessed. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo, this is the Mad Rapper, son, for real. I'm mad, and I stay mad, I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off. Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad, I just came across the Kim Kardashian West interview with Ellen, and she got robbed in Paris, and she's talking about how important her life is now because material things is not important anymore. I believe she should have realized it before all this.
Yeah, but you can't say that. You can't say that because she's been historically rich, so she's not like the rest of us who had to understand the meaning of life and stuff before we got a little change. So she didn't understand that until she got robbed.
Hello, who's this?
This Sam, man. Hey, Cousin Envy, Auntie Angie, Uncle Shala, I need to talk to you. I'm mad and I'm blessed.
All right, why are you mad first?
Man, I'm mad because Uncle Charlotte, we need to talk about that man from South Carolina in the book, Black Privilege.
What man?
When, and we ain't gonna say no names. You already know what I'm talking about.
What?
When rappers call up there, I see why you put rappers down, man. I already see.
What happened?
I don't know what you're talking about, my brother. You talking about the F Your Dreams chapter?
Yeah. The rappers in South Carolina. That's as simple as that. But I'm blessed that you put the book out, man. I love it.
I appreciate
Keep
that.
Keep doing your thing, man.
The book's out right now.
I got it already. I already pre-ordered, and I got the book in the mail the other day.
There you go.
Didn't even sign it.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted a signed copy. You should have ordered a signed copy. You can order the signed copy of Black Privilege.
But I pre-ordered, Charlamagne.
Oh, got you. Well, thank you. You'll see me in the street. I'll sign it soon for you, man.
All right, bro.
All right, my brother.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Shakita.
Hey, Lakita, you mad or blessed this morning?
I'm mad this morning. So right. I just left the gym. I was feeling all good. And my 60-year-old gonna come out. So I'm talking about, Mommy, where you at? And I'm like, I'm just leaving the gym. What's wrong? I'm talking about something. Oh, hurry up with the car. You know I got to go to school and do this program.
That's right.
I'm my own car.
Your child is focused, all right? He need his ride to school. He
That's
pressing
right.
you. That's right.
She need to focus some of that money from that part-time job she got on this car note. And she want to rush me in my car and put some gas on it.
You must have left the gym feeling single and child-free.
At least she want to go to school.
No, not single, definitely not. I need my husband to come through with that mortgage, but
there
definitely
you go.
A little
there
child-free.
Well, guess what? She got a harsh reminder this morning. You better take that girl to school.
Thank you, Mama.
All right.
Tell them why you mad or tell them why you blessed. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Time for tell them why you blessed. Do I'ma tell them, you know why I'm blessed this morning, guys?
Why are you blessed?
Because I almost went to that fire festival, right?
Uh-oh.
And I'm hearing all these comments about this fire festival and how bad it is. No cell service. They're saying people have...
But it's a hashtag, I guess, people are talking about it.
What the hell is the fire festival?
It was a festival for fire in the Bahamas, and I guess it was like... It's very expensive. It was like $12,000 for a regular package.
But why does fire need its own festival? Why water and air can't get their own festival?
No,
why fire?
That was just the name of it. Like, it was supposed to be good music, Migos, Ray Shurmurd. It was a bunch of artists.
Major Lazer.
It's a music festival.
A music festival, right after Coachella. That is not going too well.
I think they canceled it. It looks like they canceled it according to everything online.
People are stuck there. People are trying to get home. Like it's really bad. People say they have no food. There's no cell service. People say they purchased like luxury suites and it's like laying on the ground. Allegedly,
so
it's all bad.
Is it on an island or something? Where is it?
In the Bahamas.
Oh, so it's in the Bahamas. So okay. So, oh wow.
We need to call Ja Rule this morning. I don't know if Ja Rule's cell phone.
But I guess I don't know.
Because Ja Rule has something to do with this festival. But we need to call him. I don't know. His cell phone might not work.
Well, I'm confused. I don't even know what's going on right now.
Just be blessed you didn't go. Hello, who's this?
This roller right, the most famous boy in a wheelchair.
Okay, the most famous boy in the wheelchair.
You're definitely not the most famous person in the wheelchair.
I am Charlamagne. You already know. I don't play no games, man.
All right, talk to us. What do you need, sir?
All right, so I just want to give a special shout out to the queen of rap, Lil' Kim, for slaying last night. She
drop on a clues bomb for Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lil' Kim.
I said drop on a clues bomb for Lil' Kim. Look at you. Y'all little Kim.
What'd you say?
Yeah, he was about
Hold
to get
on, what
you
say?
He's about to get out that wheelchair and F your ass.
Don't
talk about Kim.
I don't pay about Lil' Kim. I would roll anybody over for Lil' Kim. That's my girl.
How do you feel when Tupac's Picture Me Rolling comes on?
I mean, at the end of the day, Tupac isn't here, so, you know, no shade.
True. What about the big time? What about the big timers get your roll on? How you feel when that comes on?
I mean, I'm not really sure about that song. All I'm worried about is my queen of rap and her new album coming out. That's all I'm checking for.
Let him enjoy his little Kim.
There you go. Have a good
day, sir. I love you, Angelia.
Love you too, boo.
Alrighty.
All right, Rose-O. Follow me on Instagram at I Am Rolling Brains.
I Am Rolling Brains?
And Rolling
Gray. Oh, okay. Rolling. Your parents should have named you Rolling. That'd have been dope.
Oh, stop it.
Drop a head, dude, like I drop a bitch. Playing to get you in this business.
Oh, you're a rapper,
Jesus
too?
Christ.
Jesus. Wow. All right, the Rolling rapper.
Where did those bars come from all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Tell them why you blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Or if you're blessed. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Ooh, yes, we do. We are going to, hey, I guess we should talk about Lil Kim a little bit. We'll talk about Diddy's documentary and what he's doing with that. Also, why is everybody so mad at Katy Perry?
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Katy Perry had announced a new song that's coming out with the Migos. It's called Bon Appetit. It's supposed to be released today, but there's been a lot of backlash already because people feel like the Migos are homophobic and misogynistic, all because of the remarks that they made when McConan, Isla McConan, came out as gay and Quavo said this world is not right. Now Katy Perry is getting criticized from the LGBT community and other people, even though, you know, she did songs like I Kissed a Girl and You're So Gay previously.
Yeah, but those are songs are pro LGBT because she said she kissed a girl and she liked it.
Yeah, you know what? Interestingly enough, she was criticized for those songs as well.
Why? Those songs are very pro LGBT. You know, I'm a huge Katy Perry fan. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, so I don't even have a problem with her and the Migos. I just want the song to be good. That's it.
Is it good?
That's all I care about.
Oh, we haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, we haven't heard it yet. So, but, you know, they're upset because of the remarks that the Migos made. Why we should do a song with them is what people are feeling like. So,
well, Quavo should just release a statement and Quavo should say, look, I too kissed a girl and I liked it as well. Okay, that'll clear everything up.
I mean, I feel like they've already done interviews clearing up with trying to clear up what it is that they said and what they meant in that interview. But you know how difficult that is. All right.
And also, gay people have to be cautious of who they ride for. Because I don't think y'all really want McConan on the team like that. All gay men aren't created equal.
All right, R. Kelly, Trapped in the Closet, could be getting a sequel, and that could be happening really, really soon.
I thought it already had 55 sequels.
Well, it's 33 chapters already. Mm. And right now at Apple Music, they're actually trying to figure out a way to do another sequel. And according to other sources, they're saying that R. Kelly has a lot of material, so that could really keep it going.
Why do we care?
Trapped in the Closet was pretty big for R. Kelly. I know you watched it, right?
You know it was pretty big?
I watched a lot of them.
R. Kelly's sex tape of him urinating on a 13-year-old girl that everybody wants to conveniently forget about.
I never seen it.
Let's put out the sequel
That's
to
child
that.
Pornography.
Yeah, no, I never seen it.
Yeah, it happened. Okay.
All right, and Puffy's documentary is coming exclusively to Apple Music, and that is Can't Stop, Won't Stop, which details Diddy and Bad Boy Records rising in the 90s. So that will be on Apple Music.
They premiered that last night in the city. I didn't see it, though.
It's going to be available starting June 25th.
Cool.
So if you want to see that. All right. And then there was this fire festival that everybody is hashtagging this morning. If you look for that hashtag, it was a festival. It's in the Bahamas.
All bad.
But it looks like they've canceled it. So if you had planned to go, just know that according to Fire Festival's Instagram page, things got off to an unexpected start.
Yeah.
At day one, for those currently on Great Eczema, we are working to comfortably accommodate guests and deliver a great experience. If you have needs, please head to the Blue House. But for those with pending travel due to circumstances beyond our control and in line with a culture of safety, all inbound charter flights to the Eczemas have been canceled. And so people will be refunded their money. But there's a lot of reports on what's going on the island, and it's not looking good. They're showing pictures of what the dinner looks like. It's a styrofoam box with bread and cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
And some lettuce. And Blink 182 actually pulled out of their performance. They were supposed to perform both weekends. A statement from the band said, regrettably, and after much careful and difficult consideration, we want to let you know we won't be performing. We're not confident we would have what we need to give you the quality of performances we always give fans. So it's supposed to be good music.
I don't understand how they can mess that up, though. It's the Bahamas.
It was an island. It's not like it's in Nassau. They had to build these.
They had to build the tents. They had to build the facilities, the bathrooms, bring in electricity and all that.
That's what they get. They should have just made a deal with one of the resorts there and kept it moving. Keep it easy breezy.
Well, I think they were trying to make it something like more exclusive, someplace that nobody's ever been to before. And therefore, the ticket was really expensive. It was like $12,000.
They told me like it was going to be like a struggle, a luxury struggle. You go out there, you get to see the performances, but then there's a luxury tents, and that's how they sold it.
It would be kind of like Woodstock if Woodstock had luxurious accommodations.
Right.
Well,
I don't think it worked out.
I've seen pictures of Woodstock, and I don't think I would enjoy Woodstock.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's supposed to be an upscale type of thing where it's a festival, but it's, I don't know, it just didn't work.
Cool.
Well, if you want to go to a festival where you know the artists are going to be there.
Hold on, I got that. This is my rumor report.
I'm sorry.
All right. We're getting ready for our Daytime Village.
Oh, okay.
And that's presented by Capital One. It's going to be the 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival, and it's going down Saturday, September 23rd at the Las Vegas Village on the Strip across from the Luxor. So make sure y'all come to that.
It's a luxury struggle.
It's definitely not. Now, there's going to be performances by French Montana, and we just added Khalid. So if you want to come and join us in our VIP suite,
Khalid,
and this is just
Khalid?
The village part.
Khalid.
Okay, that's definitely luxury struggle.
You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com and join us for that Daytime Village that's presented by Capital One at the 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, this man has an album out right now.
Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wale!
What's up?
Now, I'm proud of you, Wale. We haven't seen a Wale rant in a while.
Yeah.
Is your daughter changing you?
Yeah, she's changing me.
Well, congratulations, first
thank
and foremost.
Thank you, man. She's the best thing ever, man. Like I mean, I think I was emotional before. Like, God damn. Like, when I be, you know, we on the road and shit, and like, if that shit hits you, like, I miss my kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yo, I just be like, and then you probably go, I don't know how other parents are, but I just go through my phone and just be looking at her like, and I just be crying sometimes.
Oh, that's sweet.
I be like, young, what is this sorcery? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just be like crying. And I remember, man, dog, God is so real, yo. I was in the hotel one day. And I was really missing my daughter. I was missing Zyla like crazy. Mm-hmm. And my phone was in my pocket. And I had just got this phone. I ain't put no lock on it, nothing. So I was rolling over. I was just trying to sleep. And I woke up. And I turned my phone on. And it just went straight. I didn't even know there was a feature like this on your phone. It was a slideshow of just her.
Right.
Oh, that's
because
cute.
You know how I got people
the face recognition.
I was like, yo. And it had music. I was like, yo. And that joint was just playing, and it was just showing, and like that joint recognizes her from like her third day out the womb.
Wow!
Right, right, right. So it's showing me her. I'm like, yo, what are you doing to me right now? Why? You know what I'm saying? But it definitely changed me. It changed me. Like,
now, how does it feel to be? Because you're usually a private person when it came to your relationships, but your daughter has been plastered all over every social media site as soon as she was born. How did that feel?
It's different, but I had to come to grips. I was like, man, look. I post it just for myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just post it for myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't even be thinking about what everybody, you know what I'm saying? I just be like, yo, I'm a nigga that is very proud of my raps. Mm-hmm. Very proud of them. I feel like they need a trophy. You know what I'm saying? But I be like, this is my greatest creation. I'll never create nothing better than this ever in life. It's not even possible. You know what I'm saying? And looking at it like, I'll never create nothing better than that. And just posting it, that's like when I'm on the road sometimes, I just be like reflecting and I just be like looking through my pictures and be like, I miss her so much. And I just post it.
Now with you being, I don't want to say emotional, but with you being the way that Wale is, that doesn't make you nervous because you know there's trolls out there.
And let me tell you, Wale and Envy are very similar in the way you guys react to things.
Absolutely.
So he can say.
I think, I mean, Envy's so, he's like way more seasoned. You know what I'm saying?
No, Envy is.
Angela, you talk to me off the ledge a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because she knows you. You can press your buttons, though. Yeah. I think it'd be hard to, you know, it ain't really, it's getting harder to press my buttons, but, you know, it's like I said, I'm an open book, man.
Because it's like trolls, you know, they'll say something about your daughter that's disrespectful just to get.
But I can't even, there's no way. That's like talking to God, man. Mm-hmm. That's like talking to God and saying he made something that's not perfect.
Right.
Ain't no troll can say nothing that's going off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might, if they catch me slipping, like, I'm like running, like, just hopping in an Uber real quick, hitting the J real quick, and just looking like, and I got a snap. I'm like, yo, come on. That's Z. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my most perfect anything. Like, she, you can't really troll Z. So.
Right.
Now, your album was supposed to come out next week, and you pushed it up. Mm-hmm. Isn't it nice in this day and age you could actually do something like that? We weren't sure it was going to happen.
Wouldn't the Hov do back in the day?
That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, when his album leaked, he pushed it up. But now there's not.
Well, which one was that? Volume 2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But did he push day of, like, okay, we're going to put it out right now? Because basically, yesterday you were like, I'm going to put it out at midnight. You were like,
we try to get the particulars. Like, you know, I kind of forced the label's hand a little bit. Like, I kind of forced it. Like, man, let's do it. Because, you know, I'm about to go on tour. You know, my tour is like 90% sold out. I think Arizona is like the only joint that ain't. Arizona.
Arizona.
What are you doing? What are you doing? But like, you know, I'm like, man, nah. And like the thing about this album, it's like this song is all about my fans, dog. Like we always talk about what makes me happy, what am I looking for, and like I kind of got an idea of it now. And this particular album, like, you know, I just had the most positive life changing thing happen to me, and I just wanted like project something that doesn't seem so serious right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's enough serious music out right now. It's enough.
Well, you did it on Rick Ross's album with the trap joint. But you know, with these records, you always get a lot of great feedback from radio, but I'm getting even more feedback from radio in the club, because usually certain records are big on radio, but I can't play them in the club. But now with these records, I'm playing them in the club, which is a great thing.
Okay.
Now, how was your and Meek's relationship? Because I seen at the listening party for Rick Ross, you guys were cool, you were taking pictures. Did y'all ever have a conversation, or did y'all laugh it off and be like,
point, man, like, it's me and Meek is so Gucci, dog. Like, you know, I mean, we don't talk every day, you know what I'm saying? Like, but we not fake, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't speak for no other crews, though. But it's just like, when people in hip-hop, you appreciate authenticity, you know what I'm saying? Like, we almost real to a fault, you feel me? Like, whereas, like, our shit, it just got public. Like, mm-hmm. that's the good and bad with MMG. Like, that's the good and bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, we like a real family. Like, you know what I'm saying? You argue with your brother. You argue with your sister. Mm-hmm. You argue with your mother. Sometimes them conversations stay in. Or you could, matter of fact, that's a perfect example. You could be in school with one of your siblings, right?
Right.
And then beef with them in school in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then go home and not talk to them. Like, mm-hmm. come on, what you not going to do? You going to go the rest of your life not talking to your family? Yeah. It's just one of them situations.
All right, we got more with Wale when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wale is in the building. His album is out right now. Now, we heard J. Cole take a shot at you on the record, and you fired back, and then you guys were at the game with each other.
Right.
Were you surprised when you heard J. Cole's record? We'll play a snippet.
I didn't really think that was a shot.
I didn't think it was a shot. Let me tell you why.
Let's talk about what exactly he said.
You want to play the first one? Let me tell you this first.
It'll play now.
I got a homie, he a rapper, and he want to win bad. He want the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. So every time I see him, he's stressing. Talking about don't f*** with him. It's depressing. And I know he's so bitter, he can't see his own blessings. Goddamn, you too blind to see you got fans. And a platform to make a classic rap song to change in life. But you too anxious living life. Always worry about the critics who ain't never did it. I write what's in my heart, don't give a fuck with it. But in a sense, I can relate. The need to be great turns into an obsession and keeps it up late.
The night before that joint came out, right? I'll never forget it. I was in Lago, Alito's Pizza. And, you know, me and my daughter's mother, we're not together, mm-hmm. but we've always been, man, we're best friends, you know what I'm saying? And I was talking to Cole, I was like, man, I was just talking about, like, you know, some things that was happening at home, mm-hmm. just on some homie shit, right. You know what I'm saying? And Cole always give me good advice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I consider him a real friend, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he was just telling me, like, he was giving me game. And we talked for maybe 45 minutes that night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he never mentioned it one bit.
Never mentioned it.
That night, I went to VA to go watch some high school basketball. I went with my mans. And then we went to like three clubs that night. And I got fried. And I didn't want to drive back all the way to my house. So I stayed in the city. Mm-hmm. I woke up. I had like 30 missed calls and like 40 text messages.
Right.
J. Cole, what am I doing? So at this point, I was like, I don't know what to expect.
Right, right, right.
So I hear that jump. You know what I'm saying? I saw smoking and I'm listening to that jump riding around. And I'm just like, take me to the studio right now. And I went to the studio and went right back in. I ain't text him. He ain't hear from me until I put it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And but that joint was done. That joint was done like in about 10 hours after I heard it. Like,
so what did you think when you heard it?
When I thought about it, I thought because he got those ideas in his mind because we so close.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing I was like a little bit like,
He should have give you a heads up.
It was just, no, I don't want no heads up if it's on wax. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe a little bit. Like, I you mean, know what I'm saying?
So if y'all consider each other real friends.
Yeah, right. But I just, I don't know, man. I just feel like
he felt that way. And I think that the only bad thing is that that might set a narrative for people who don't really know me.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, False Prophets got way more listens than Groundhog Day. So a lot of people don't even know that I responded or whatever. Right. Like, the awareness isn't the same. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just feel like a lot of our personal conversations were put into that record a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I be having stuff on my mind, you know what I'm saying? Right. And he's the person that I go to because I don't trust nobody, man.
Do you still trust him now after that?
Yeah, I think he just did it his way.
Mm-hmm.
Cole is different, man.
You think he tried to get through to you by doing it this way?
Well, he gets through to me when we talk. But I just think he took a lot of, like, you know, a lot of my bottled up feelings that I was telling him, mm-hmm. and, like, took it as, like, you know, this is... Yeah, it is to everybody, but that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, me and Cole always gonna be friends.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We always gonna be friends. We came into this joint together. We was broke together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was in your position,
mm-hmm.
I'd be able to be like, oh, such and such, man, you tripping, man. Life's good. It's all good.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you talking about, like, You don't appreciate your fans and this and the third. And I was just like, well, you know.
Did that bother you? Because a lot of people might look at his song and start believing that.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Way, you know?
And maybe a little bit, but it's just like this. Right now, in my life, dog, when I have my daughter, I checked up on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be a little bit ambiguous with this so I don't get no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I checked up on a lot of things, like where every dollar's going. Like, you know what I'm saying? I remember, like, the day after I had Z, I was checking up where every dollar is. Because that's just like the smack in the face from God to just get everything in, just to double check.
Right.
And a lot of shit was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, let me leave it right there.
Because I saw you tweeted something about that.
I don't want, you know, because right now, even as we speak, man, there's somebody that was in my crew that's been stealing money. That's mm-hmm. been, he's at large.
He's at large right now.
He scamming people, doing whatever, using my name, selling records, and
what?
You know what I'm saying? That low key that played a small part into me trying to move the album up because I know he got a lot of sessions in his. You know what I'm saying? He been hitting people up about
having verses of yours.
Yeah, and he doing that petty stuff. I mean, he's like, you know, I'm not gonna tell them peoples,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm not the type. Like, that's another thing.
So. I mean, it puts you in a bad predicament. You don't want to tell the peoples, but then if you send somebody over to go beat them up, he gonna sue you. So it's a lose lose situation.
I dropped like 40 because I rumbled somebody last year.
Right,
I had to do 40 in a brown bag mm-hmm. just so I ain't get go to court or get any of my people in trouble.
Right.
Now, so, you
were one of the first people to sign to Roc Nation.
Yeah, thank you.
Before Roc Nation was really
fucking running. It was S.Dot Carter Enterprises.
S.Dot Carter back then.
S.Dot Carter Enterprises, yep.
And it didn't work out for you so well.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like they got their issues together. Now it seems like the machine is working well.
Man.
Did you ever have that conversation, like possibly going back or not at all?
I actually tried to go back, man, because like I said, I had bad people with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And things just was not getting done. I'm any manager watching this, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just now in 2017, just now finishing the splits for Gifted album.
Really?
That's not my job.
Not at all.
Wow.
That's not my job. So I'm going to just leave it out there. Like, I'm going to leave it at that. I ain't going to say that, like, you know, and that'll give you an example of, like, how my business was working. And me, I'm the type of person that... When I feel the business not right, it affects my creativity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I wanted to do the Roc Nation thing, you know, for a while. And maybe one day, you know, we figure it all out. But I remember touring with J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the whole tour. And when 2 days before the tour was over, I owed money.
After the tour, I owed money. Wow.
But you brought out a lot of people, a band, to make everything.
Yeah, but...
And you had to pay for that out of pocket. That's great.
But yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least break even.
Right.
At least be black. You know what I'm saying? So...
That sounds crazy.
I'm going to go... Mm-hmm. Like, new edition Wale, movie. I want you to go to take the train to D.C. We're trying to sign this boxer. Oh yeah, I got you. Yo, Wale, we trying to sign this artist. I want you to take her to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I got you. Oh yo, what's Kevin Durant number? Like, oh yeah. I just thought like, you know, that jump meant more than just doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I didn't have no number in my mind, but right. I'm like, I'm just thinking like, dog, I'm straight. Like, I'm good. Like, everything's gonna be straight. You feel me?
You scouting for Estee? You would help with
them.
They didn't really know what they were doing at the time.
I feel like you'd be like, man, you really hooked me up. You came through. Thank you. Here's a little something for, you know, just for making that happen.
I mean, but like I said,
that's like a courtesy.
I mean, everybody, but it's business at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
right?
And then, you know, and one thing I know about Beehive, Tata, Jay, everybody, they're great businessmen. Mm-hmm. And maybe I was just thinking like, okay, these are my friends and it's business. But maybe they was like, okay, it's business and that's my little man's. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's business first to them. I learned from that, and, you know, I'm going to always make sure my business is right.
All right, we got more with Wale. When we come back, let's get to a Wale mini mix. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Wale mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Wale is in the building. Yee?
Let's get a little bit personal for a second before you get out of here. Wale.
Here we go.
So do you think that, ideally in your head, things could work out with you and your daughter's mother?
Yeah, I think it could. But right now, man, like, we so focused on getting our own lives right and, most importantly, making sure Z's straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My daughter's mother is one of the most... I'm so amazed by her. We was in that labor for 40 hours.
Right.
She didn't take no medicine, nothing. She wasn't really cussing me out like that. One thing I can say, I don't know... how y'all, everybody do everything. But my thing is, with birth, any mothers or expecting mothers watching this, like, look into a birth center. Look into going to a birth center. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to sound crazy, but explain to people what a birth center is.
A birth center is kind
of
like a spa, it's not a spa. Like, it's not like a pamper joint, but it's like they pamper you more.
Right.
All
right,
let me give you an example. When we was giving birth, at like hour 37... we had to go to the hospital because it was like too long. My daughter's mother, she was pushed. We was put, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm rubbing the shoulders like, breathe, just breathe. Like, you breathe. And the lady at the hospital, and now you understand, I'm in my bag now. Don't say nothing. I don't like. The lady at the hospital was like, yo, come on, push. Man, you're not even trying.
Whoa.
That's what she said?
You're not even trying? I said, bitch, you better... Her father, Roberto, Roberto grabbed me. He was like, don't, because I was about, and I just had to leave. Like, you're not even trying, but everybody caught that.
You're like 37 hours later.
What you mean
we're
not even trying? You better come up with something different.
That's a
crazy
thing to
say. But that's when I was like, y'all don't care. Y'all don't care. And then when my daughter was born, right, another thing is, when you don't do them like the meds and stuff like that, I think the babies be more alert when they come out.
Yeah, they do say that.
So my daughter, like when she was coming out, never forget it. So Chloe's right here. I'm like, I come out like this. Zyla was moving around like on some Stevie Wonder. She was looking around and jump. As soon as her eyes locked, I was like, and I just fainted, like, and I started crying.
You fainted?
I was crying, dog. My eyes was puffy. And I never experienced that. It was like catching the Holy Ghost or something, man. Like, I never experienced that feeling. And mind you, I was drunk at that point because I'm like, you know, like, that was 40 hours. I thought when the water broke, I started sipping. Like, that joint was 40 hours. So I remember I went outside, man. I just was like, but when I dropped like that, I was crying and I didn't even want to touch her. I was like, in my mind, I was like, I'm not good enough to even touch you. I'm not good enough. I'm so flawed that I don't even want to bring my that's the first thing I started thinking about. I was crying. I feel like it was more so because I was just like, man, I'm not even good enough for you. I'm not good enough. Like, you so pure and innocent. Like, I started thinking about all my problems, right, all the things that I got going on with me. And she's looking at me like, oh. And I'm just like, yo, I'm not good enough. And I just kept crying. And but back to the hospital, she gave Chloe the baby, then took Zyla out and started passing her to everybody else.
You were like,
I said, all right. I left the joint. That's when I called people. I ain't even touched my daughter. I was like, you know, a part of me was a little bit scared, but like, they ain't even going to offer me to hold my seat. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I went back in and all that. And then I was just like, yo, you know, I was like, everybody caught that too, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, she was on some whole, like, you know, don't, like we was a number in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
that's when I was like,
bitch, you know.
No, I ain't say. I was stopped before I did. But, you know, I just recommend everybody have a doula or like a specialist. Mm-hmm. And if you can, get a birth center. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think maybe we should probably, well, that'll probably make me want to have babies.
What?
What's that?
But I was just thinking, like, you know, the lower income places, like, you know, have like doulas come. Teach women about that, the process and all that, and like medicine and all of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I just be like, you know, because there's a lot of shit going on in our communities. Again, like my daughter was alert then, and she's so alert now.
Right.
I feel like it's a difference. I know, like she got good, smart people genes like that, but
smart people,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
genius genes.
She was. It just was different,
and
man.
How old is she now?
She'll be 1 year old in July 22nd is her birthday. So okay. I don't know. It's like eight months.
Wow. Well, the album is out right now. You're going on tour, and we appreciate you for joining us, man. To give the dates. He said he was going on tour. Go to wildamusic.com to find out. Where
he said he was going on tour. Damn, he act like I'm lying or something.
Arizona. Now the label gave me all the
details. Okay. Freestyle.
So definitely go get your tickets, wildamusic.com, and we appreciate you for joining us and being so candid.
He said it too slow. Revolt. What's your check? Oh, my tour is on tour. My joint is, I'm going on tour, man.
Hit
wildamusic.com. You know, get your tickets. Arizona, stop playing. Stop playing. I'm coming regardless. Even if it's five people, I'm going to be up that jump. Me and Carson Palmer are going to perform at that jump, man. Come through with us, man. EBM.
The album is out right now, Shining. Go get it. It's The Breakfast Club. Wale!
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to reports, Carmelo Anthony wants to get Lala back. I guess he's feeling some remorse now from allegedly having... Listen, the rumor is that he's having a baby by somebody else. Other people are saying that's not true. We don't really know, all right?
Allegedly, we'll say.
Right, so allegedly. But he is trying desperately to talk Lala out of leaving him. Now, he's been blowing her phone up, according to TMZ. He's been apologizing, saying that he's still madly in love with her, offering to take her on vacation, just anything... for her to take him back. You know how you really know?
No.
He's been liking all her pictures on Instagram.
As he should. She should fight for his marriage.
Absolutely.
Lala's a great friend of mine. She's a great woman. And marriage is a beautiful thing. Melo and Lala got a good thing going together. Melo had to get some things out of his system, I guess, allegedly. And now you get your marriage back on track.
And no relationship or marriage is perfect. They need constant working on. So hopefully they can get it back together.
And by the way, when a man gets scared straight, he will be a good man after that.
He'll be scared forever.
Men in this room can attest to that.
That is a fact.
You'll be scared.
The men in this room.
It's fine. We've been scared straight. It happens. You need that every now and then.
Well, no, you need it once.
More, just need
not
it once.
Every now and then.
Yeah, you need it once. Yeah, not every now and then. You need it once.
Calm that down. All right, so we will see what happens. And I'm sure she's been posting some amazing pictures. Power's about to start soon on her birthday. And I'm sure he saw those pictures. Double tap that. All right. Kim Kardashian is saying that the robbery in Paris was meant to happen to her. And in a way, it sounds like she thinks it's a good thing that it happened. It actually changed her. Here's what she said.
I feel like that was so meant to happen to me. Like, I'm such a different person. Yeah,
You can cry.
It was meant to happen to me. Like, the things, I really feel like things happen in your life to teach you things. Yep. And this was like, it was probably no secret. You see it on the show and us being flashy. Like, I was definitely materialistic before. And, like, I'm so happy that my kids get this me and that this is who I'm raising my kids, because I just don't care about that stuff anymore.
Do it to you sometimes.
Right. And you know what? To keep it real, like, sometimes really unfortunate things that happen in our lives are actually beneficial in the long run. You might not see it right when it happens, but when you reflect on life and changes that you might have made due to whatever happened to you, sometimes it could help you be a better person.
Mm-hmm. Great advice to give women when they get cheated on. Great advice, she. I love that.
That's not what I was talking about. But there's people that end up making a lot of money, going broke, but they learn a lot from that experience. There's people that give their all in a relationship, right, end up getting cheated on and left, and both people learn a lot from that.
Absolutely. You learn more from failure than success. Sometimes you need to get robbed and cheated on to really understand what's important in life.
But you really learn the most from other people's failures.
I think you learn a lot from your failures too, though.
Experience is the best teacher.
Ideally, but sometimes it's great to not have to go through something because someone else did it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, DJ Khaled is filming a scene for the new Spider-Man movie. That's pretty exciting.
That's dope.
What more can I say about that? DJ Khaled, Spider-Man, he's been doing big things.
He looks more like a penguin. He should try out for the next Batman.
All right, whatever. Well, congratulations to him, though. He was on Snapchat.
Drop one of Clue's moms for iHeartRadio's own DJ Khaled.
He's not iHeartRadio's own.
I can't tell.
Well, he was on Snapchat, and he brought his following onto the quote-unquote top secret set.
Okay.
So that's how we know that's going down, all right? I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Solomon, donk of the day. Who are you giving that donk to?
Oh, man, I haven't given it to this man in a long time, but he needs to come to the front of the congregation. He actually stays at the front of the congregation. His name is Donald Trump.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Charlamagne
the
devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, April 28th goes to the man who some of you guys voted as the 45th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. And the J will forever stand for jackass. Now, nobody has received Donkey of the Day more than our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump. And we have listeners who feel like we slandered Donald Trump too much, but the reality is he earns each and every one of these hee-haws. Now, tomorrow marks 100 days since Donald Trump has been president of the United States of America, and a lot of us wish we had a 100-day warranty on Trump. I wish it was a manufacturer who could repair the defects of our president free of charge, but it's not. The reason it's not, because this damage was caused by us, and like most warranties, they don't repair damage you caused yourself. And we did it, or should I say, y'all who voted for him did it. Y'all caused this damage. Now, I can hear you Trump supporters out there saying, there you go, hating on my president again, Charlamagne. But it's not hating if it's the truth. I would love to report that Trump's first 100 days were amazing. Why wouldn't I? I'm an American. I want this country to win. I want us to have great leadership. But no, that is not the case. Okay, here in his first 100 days, Trump has made no significant progress on any major legislation. He doesn't even have a full staff yet. It's been almost 100 days, and he has made just 50 nominations to fill the top 553 positions of the executive branch as of today. He hasn't even nominated anyone for 90% of his top jobs. Okay? There is not a business in America that will prosper if 90% of its top leadership positions aren't filled. And let's be clear, America is a business. What else? Oh, Trump has no clear foreign policy. He's by far the least popular new president in the modern polling era. His approval rating is 41%, according to 538.com. All other elected presidents since Roosevelt have had an approval rating of at least 53% after 100 days. And not to mention, the Trump administration has more scandal than any previous administration. Okay, no new administration has dealt with something like the Russia investigation. The moral of the story is, if the president of the United States of America was a job where you had to be on a 90-day probation period before your employment is a go, Trump wouldn't get this job. Now, the reason Donald Trump is getting donkey today is because he recently was reflecting on his first 100 days in office, and he said that he thought the job would be easier. He said that he thought that the job of the leader of the free world was going to be easier. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. One of my 8 principles in my book, Black Privilege, is give people the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. And when it comes to some things, I'm very stupid. But if it's one thing I know for sure and 2 things I know for certain, never in the history of life have I looked at a president of the United States of America and said, yeah, his job looks easy. I know all of this sounds unbelievable, so that's why I'm glad we have the audio. Play the clip.
Well, I loved my previous life. I had so many things going. I actually, this is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier. I'm a details-oriented person. I think you would say that. I like to work, so that's not a problem. But this is actually more work. While I had very little privacy in my old life, because, you know, I've been famous for a long time,
This is much less privacy than I've ever seen before.
He really sounds like more of a first lady than a president. I've heard first ladies complain about stuff like that, but never a president. He said he's in this cocoon, and he's got this massive protection around him. Yes, we call that the Secret Service. You miss driving because you like driving? Well, resign from being the president and go be an Uber driver. Dear Donald, we all miss your old life. We all miss when you was living your old life. Yes, Donald, being the leader of the free world is a much more difficult job than being a real estate or hotel mogul. And we should not be upset with you. And we would not be upset with you in the least bit if you decided that being president was too much for you. In fact, we would appreciate if you decided to relinquish your position. See, here's the thing. What does your Uncle Charlotte tell you all the time, kids? Live your truth so nobody can use your truth against you. When you own whatever it is you have going on with you, people can't really slander you for it. If you were to come out right now and say, look, I'm in over my head. I'm not qualified to be president. It's overwhelming. Way too much for me to be dealing with at this point in my life. We would all collectively say, yes, we knew that already. And you never should have been president to begin with. But that would be it. We would just clown those who voted for you and keep it moving. Do you realize the massive ego someone has to have to think that being president of the United States of America is an easy job? The follow-up question to him saying that, it should have been, when he said he didn't know being the president was going to be so hard, the follow-up should have been, well, on a scale of 1 to executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice, how hard did you think it was going to be? See, this is the main problem I have with Donald Trump. I don't care how many bombs he drops or who he threatens on social media. Nobody respects him. And that's a problem. In the 48 Laws of Power, Law 5, I believe it says reputation is the cornerstone of power. Through reputation alone, you can intimidate and win. Once you slip, however, you are vulnerable and will be attacked on all sides. So you should make your reputation unassailable. Always be alert to potential attacks and thwart them before they happen. Meanwhile, learn to destroy your enemies by opening holes in their own reputations. Then stand aside and let public opinion hang them. That's in the 48 Laws of Power. But see, that's what's happening to Donald Trump. He's open to potential attacks because we have watched him slip so much that he's vulnerable now. And there's so many holes in his reputation. And now people are just standing aside and letting public opinion hang him. That's not the position the president should be in. 100 days down, 1,360 more days to go. Please give Donald Trump the biggest hee-haw.
Yikes. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Man, when you sign up for something, be careful what you wish for.
Absolutely.
Who knew that being president would be tough?
Yeah, right.
Now, everybody that ran for president.
When we come back, we have the CEO of Shea Moisture. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have the CEO of Shea Moisture in the building.
The founder and CEO.
Founder and CEO.
Yes, the latest.
Rich Dennis.
The latest man to get jumped by black women on social media.
Absolutely. Did he get jumped?
You felt that wrath? But, I know the feeling. But it's not a good feeling.
But he felt like it was justifiable, and you did issue an apology.
Yeah, we've always stood for black women in the black community, and we acknowledge that that ad, although it went out, you know, it didn't get caught, it didn't go through our approval process. Mm-hmm. We acknowledged it, we owned it, we stand up and say, yeah, it's not what we intended to do.
Well, what exactly happened? Because I was confused.
Yeah, talk us through it.
Yeah, people was hitting me like, you got to give Shea Moisture donkey today. I didn't understand. Even when Angela reported the story yesterday, I still didn't get what was going on.
Yeah. We're doing a much broader campaign, right? Mm-hmm. And the campaign is called Everybody Gets Love. And the whole idea was in this environment of where there's so much hate, let's talk about how you turn hate into love.
So outside of just African women, just everybody.
African women.
African American women, what I meant to say.
African American women. Outside of African American women. Outside of African American women, you wanted to go to every type of woman out there.
The idea was that, hey, all of these different women have different need states, right?
Hair issues,
right? We weren't trying to talk about cultural issues or who's you know, struggle issues or that. That's not what the intent was. The intent was, hey, you've got these different issues. You've been dealing with them. Let's have a conversation about them. Mm-hmm. and let's put them out there. And black women in the natural hair movement, that's how we've moved this. Collectively move this movement forward is talking about the different issues.
Right.
And so out of these 60 pieces of content, each of them had different hair types, if you will, right? This particular piece, the diversity of hair types that were in there, right, did not include, as the rest of them did, a woman with thick curly hair, or a dark-skinned woman, you know, wasn't represented in that piece.
The right? Natural hair struggle.
So it was supposed to be a commercial for natural hair.
It was a commercial about women and their different hair types and what they do to overcome mm-hmm. the challenges that they have with those different hair types, right?
But certain women with different challenges with their hair have challenges not just with doing their hair, but also in the workplace. Certain people feel like they've been targeted or fired or told they can't wear their hair a certain way when they come in the workplace. Certain women feel like their hair struggles are different than just the struggle of, oh, my hair is blonde, I shouldn't have dyed it, you know.
Oh, agreed. And that's a different struggle, and that's what we came out and said, hey, you know, number one, we should have made sure that that hair type was represented, right? Number two, we were not trying to communicate this hair struggle is equal to this hair struggle, because you're right, there are different cultural issues that we mm-hmm. deal with, mm-hmm. right?
It wasn't that deep. It was a superficial kind of doing your hair.
It was just about doing your hair,
right?
Right. And in hindsight, we should have spoken directly to, we should have explained what the campaign was, because I think it got sort of dropped out of context, mm-hmm. and that particular piece that didn't have everything that should have been in there and complete. It was incomplete, right? And then it got dropped out of context. So the whole campaign or the whole idea behind the campaign was never released. But that's really besides the point. What is the point is that we're a brand that have stood for this community. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to stand for this community. And we're going to make mistakes. And when we make those mistakes, we're going to own them.
Now,
and
in the commercial, there was no black women in the commercial?
There was a black woman.
Yeah, she had curly hair, but it wasn't thicker texture, like women.
I thought it was mad at the white women in the commercial.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought too. I think it was the lack of representation of the women who have supported Shea Moisture from the beginning, and Shea Moisture is known in the black community as this is our.
But didn't y'all do like mad commercials though? Wasn't it like
thirty
commercials?
What I think we have to keep remembering is that when we stand for this community, and as we broaden that. As we broaden the reach of the brand and the community, because we have to in order to continue to grow, mm-hmm. we also can never forget what we mean to this community, mm-hmm. right? And who's gotten us thus far, and we have to continue to stay focused on her and represent her everywhere that we are.
Why do black companies always feel like they have to make everybody comfortable? Like why we just can't be with each other? Like I feel like we're all we need. Like right. Why do we feel like, oh, we gotta add a white person in the commercial to make it broader? Like why?
Right.
Why do we feel that way?
What has happened is Shea Moisture is the brand that have brought that have been alongside black women in the struggle for the past 25 years around natural hair. Right. And we're the brand that has stood up for them and said, hey, those same things that you were talking about, Angela, you should be able to wear your hair as it grows out of your head, mm-hmm. wherever. And we've been on record as we were the first company that was doing national commercials saying that and doing things like that, right?
Right, because think about how people say about black women, oh, you nappy-headed hoe and stuff like that. Like, things that black women go through with their hair are very separate from what other women of other ethnicities go through.
That's not just a black woman thing, though.
But we
black men get called nappy-headed all the time.
Well, we're focusing on women now. This campaign was about women.
But we provided that platform for women, right? And for black women, and they want to make sure that we don't give that platform up for them. And so as we broaden, there's that concern, and mm-hmm. we're reassuring. We're not doing that. That's not what we're trying to do. This wasn't executed the way that we wanted it executed, and so. They rightfully got upset.
All right, we have more with the CEO of Shea Moisture. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have the CEO and one of the founders of Shea Moisture, Rich Dennis, in the building. But you want to expand. I mean, yeah. I guess you're saying you just don't want one clientele. You're expanding broader, not just your core, but seeing who else can use your product.
But we want to go forward with our core. We want our core to move forward with us, right? And we don't want to move on without them, and we don't want them to feel like we're moving on without them. So that's the first thing. But the second thing, to answer your question, why you have to expand, as a black business, we've built businesses to a certain point, and then we don't have the resources to move those businesses to the next level. We don't have the resources to continue to innovate. And then what happens is when the broader, the larger companies understand the size of the opportunity in the market, they start investing in it, right? So what you see now is you see other you know, companies that hadn't played in this space before are now rebranding their products to speak to you. They're changing up their marketing and their commercials.
They have bigger budgets.
They have more money. And the way that we can compete is by growing, right?
Going into their territory.
Right. And if we're not allowed to do that, then you know what happens is that most of us sell. I mean, if you look at what's happening in the marketplace today, they're not in the top 10 of black hair care, right? There's only two black owned companies.
No, I get it. Right? I get what you're saying from that standpoint, because even with certain places, like for my daughter, trying to find Shea Moisture in certain areas is very difficult because they're not in certain areas. So you see the companies, let's say like Paul Mitchell, will start doing stuff for African American women and for my daughter, and it's easier to find. So they gotta touch that territory.
It's backwards thinking though, because they'll get upset if you put two white women in the commercial, but somebody like a Paul Mitchell will put all black people in the commercial, but it's a white owned company.
Right.
So it don't make any sense really.
The whole dynamic of how this came together was not consistent with the dynamic that we've built on, right? And so I think that's one of the reasons that women are very upset.
Right.
And to that we've said, hey, don't let, you know, this one particular incident, right, that we've owned up to, right, and wasn't done with malintent, don't let that erase the 25 years that we've built with you.
It's still a black-owned company.
We've got to continue to share with them that we are still a black-owned company. The company is still run by my family, right? It's still the leadership positions. The head of marketing is black. The head of communications, the head of innovation. So the responses have been so great and so rapid and so quick to say, hey, let's not support this company that has supported us all this time. Let's say, hey, you know, and then talking about our employees, which really isn't fair because our employees didn't make this decision. These the people that are being targeted weren't even in that department, didn't have anything to do with it.
But
so,
social media is just extremely harsh. I guess people felt a little like, okay, now you used us and then you left us behind just because of this one.
That's the thing.
Two white women. How many white women was it?
Two.
Two white women out of 25 years, and they don't have the cachet for people to be like, oh, we still rock with them. That's a little disappointing.
But
I think it's great
that you can say it was a mistake.
Yeah, but that's why I'm sitting here, right?
That's why I'm sitting here. I started this business selling soap on the streets of New York.
Right.
I've been rocking
black soap.
That's right. You know,
not white
right?
soap.
I've been rocking hard. For black women all my life, right? You know, I got four daughters. I want them to have a great experience when they go into retail,
right?
When they go shop, right? I want them to have the products that they need. But I also know that in order for us to continue to provide that, look, you tell me one other beauty company out there, a hair care company out there that takes, you know, reinvest millions of dollars back into the community after we've made the sale. Not marketing to the community, sending people to college, sending people to executive ed programs. You know, almost 15,000 women in. I mean, stop and think about it. You're going to boycott a company that's rocked with you all these years, that did what they did, that acknowledged the issues and is aware of what the issues are, but that also has, you know, 15,000 women that they're trying to take out of poverty in West Africa and that they've been doing for the past 25 years. You're going to impact those people because we made one commercial that and it wasn't even a commercial, it was a post that didn't hit the mark when we've hit the mark for you consistently. And then the other thing is that then it's, oh, you know, the employees, you know, let's go after the employees.
Yeah, they posted a woman, like a white woman, like, this is the woman.
And
that,
it's so unfair to her because she had nothing to do with
this. What is her role, though? What is she?
She's on the sales team. So and she's on the sales team, and that brand strategy is for retail accounts. So when we go talk to retailers, she's in there helping with the strategy, what we put on shelf, how we get there. She had nothing to do with this commercial. Right. She's not in that department. She absolutely nothing. To be targeted like that, it just isn't right. And I know our community is better than that. Mm-hmm. I just think that they hurt, and that's why I'm here. I'm here to say, hey,
right.
I understand that we hurt you. I get what it is. I feel the pain, but you can't destroy everything that we've all built together of that.
That right. You can't focus on the negative, man. Black-owned businesses have white employees sometimes,
right.
And black-owned products will have white people in the commercial sometimes.
Right.
Like that's just the way it happens.
And listen, black people buy from white-owned companies all the time with no problem. So that, like, I'm very supportive of Shea Moisture just because I've watched the whole come up, and I think it's a great product anyway. So
why not just say the white people in the commercial were transracial and say that they identify as black women? That's how I would have spun it.
But it is something just to be sensitive about, and it is something to move forward when you just say, okay, I made a mistake, something like that. You know, obviously you have done a lot for people and for people of color, for women of color in general.
Just because we're growing as a business doesn't mean we're leaving our community. In fact, go look at the record. I've been doing this a long time. I'm still here, right?
How do you feel about Trey Songz saying Shea Moisture?
I think he just didn't know.
He riding with his sisters. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think he just didn't know. And you know, I don't know him, but we'll reach out to him and say, hey, dude, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm. I still don't know what the hell's going on, really. I'm just riding with the sisters, but I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on. I'm gonna be honest with you.
All right.
Maybe she just do a commercial, have a car pull up with a white woman in it, car pull up with a black woman, white woman rolls the window down. Hey, do you have any Shea Moisture? I come by, and the black woman says, no, bitch, and drives off. That'll be
anyway, Rich Dennis, we appreciate you for joining us. Thank you for stopping through and clarifying some of this stuff.
Thank you. I think you know what? I appreciate you guys and thank you for the support. And we're gonna keep fighting and doing what we do to make sure that we do right by our core, and that we have this business here to support the core going forward, as well as continuing to try to grow so we can continue to invest in our communities.
All right. Well,
we love you, Black Club. Women. Say it.
Yeah, we love you, Black women.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Rich Dennis.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Right, Envy, that would be DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince are back.
Really?
So for the first time in 12 years, they'll be on the road together. Now, mind you, they're just doing two shows in Europe, but this could signal something more.
You know how much money they must be giving Will Smith for him to go back to this?
Well, they're doing MTV's Summer Blast Festival in Croatia. That's going to be August 26th. And they're doing the Live Wire Festival in Blackpool, Northwest England, the next day. So they made that announcement on Facebook. And they put up a vintage video as well. First two shows are locked. Y'all ready? And then Jazzy Jeff shared that video on Instagram and said, yep, and this is finally happening.
Wow. I need them to do one in Philly, though. That's what I need.
Right.
West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days. That's what I want.
All right. And Bobby Christina Brown, they have a TV One movie that is centered around her life. It's called Bobby Christina. It's an intimate look at the highs and lows of parental, familial, and romantic love complicated by fame. Through the eyes of a sensitive, vulnerable young woman. So they have Joy Rivarez from Stuck in the Middle as the role of Bobby Christina. Now, Naji Jeter from Grown Up and is going to be playing Nick Gordon. Mm-hmm. Demetria McKinney is taking on Whitney Houston from Real Housewives of Atlanta. And my boy Haas from The Wire, a.k.a. Weebay, is playing Bobby Brown.
Oh, boy.
They have a picture out. I don't know if you had a chance to see.
I didn't see how Haas
look. Looking like Bobby Brown.
Does he look like him?
You got to take a look at this picture. If you
not.
Ever vote TV, you can see it.
Oh, my goodness. I guess not.
All right. Now, what is up with this beef between Tretch and Peppa, or really just Tretch? Now, he posted a picture, a throwback. He said, throwback Thursday, somebody tell my ex-wife, this old school rat, your book is full of lies. You press whore. You sold your soul to a hellhole and put my kids in the middle for ratings. Now, mind you, Peppa has a book called Let's Talk About Pep, which I read years ago. So I guess she is doing a re-release of her book.
Okay.
And more copies are coming out, and he must be upset about that. But that's a book that has been out, and she does say some explosive things about their relationship. And
what happened to... Because I see him mad at...
I guess she tried to sneak her daughter into
a
club.
All right, he also said, in your mid-50s, trying to sneak my underage daughter in clubs on camera. That's probably from that show,
Reality
Growing
Show.
Up Hip Hop. Mm. But his daughter is a rapper also, so, you know, Peppa's trying to get her in because she's an artist.
Maybe wants to perform and stuff.
Right, not because she's going to drink. She seems like a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the reason why. And if your mom is there with you, you know, and then he said, tried to turn my kids on me when I had your back on and your ratness, and I with them now, face and skin like Michael Jackson, heart and ass flat as pizza bread. He said, still effing industry and words younger than your children.
Yeah, that's a person I stay out of that one.
You're like, I don't want no problems with Tretch. I have
no
nothing to say.
With Tretch, I want no problems with Peppa. I stay out of that one.
Right, so he posted all of that. I mean, it's publicly out there now. Mm-hmm. So, all right, and get ready for us at iHeart for our Daytime Village.
Woo-hoo!
Presented by Capital One at the 2017 iHeart Radio Music Festival. That all goes down Saturday, September 23rd. That's happening at the Las Vegas Village on the Strip across from the Luxor. Doors open at 10 a.m. and the show begins at 11. And I tell you, it is a great time. It's always crazy out there every single year. It's so much fun. We go every year and we have our own VIP. So
right.
You can join us in our VIP suite. That's where me, Envy, and Charlamagne all show up. We hang out with y'all. We watch the show. We're comfortable. We got AC. We got water. So it's a good time. You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Now French Montana is performing, and we just added Khalid. So
now, I'm getting my body ready for that. You know,
what you gonna do?
Shout out to Mel. We're gonna be boxing this week. Shout out to Richie. We're gonna be back in the gym doing weights. And if that doesn't work, shout out to Dr.
If
Miami.
If that doesn't work.
If that doesn't work, shout out to Dr. Miami. I'm coming to see you.
Or shout out to Prima Donna. Get you a waist trainer.